Hey, good morning. It's 11:21 a.m. I'm just getting up. And, of course, big show tonight, Princeton, New Jersey, Catch a Rising Star. Please come if you are anywhere around. I think the show's at 8. It says doors at 7:30, show at 8. But, you know, just get there before 8 o'clock. And two shows tomorrow, I don't know, 7 and 9, something like that. It just come. Get over there. It'll be a good time. And then let me know if you're coming. Email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Tweet at me, @chrislaker. And then I'll say hello to you. Unless you don't want to be said hello to. And that's fine, too. I can respect your privacy. You might want to keep the relationship professional as a listener-host relationship. And we don't need to take it any further. We don't need to take it to the conversation level. So let's look at the news. Girl 8 pulls a 1,500-year-old sword from a lake in Sweden. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, nobody was looking for it, I guess. If a child, it's a pretty strong kid, I would guess. It looks to be heavy. But do you get to keep it, or is it one of those things where, oh, the historical significance, the museum takes it? You don't get to go try to sell it on eBay because you probably get some good dough. You know, one of these sword people that love swords. There's some collectors out there, but I'm guessing she didn't even get to keep it. Bummer. BBC News, Nobel Prize for anti-rape activists. Well, congratulations on your Nobel Prize. That's your top prize, really. That's better than an Oscar. Nobel Prize. I wouldn't shut up about my Nobel Prize, but I got one. You know, Obama got his, and he was pretty chill about it, mostly because he didn't deserve it. I'm not even trying to be anti-Obama, but he knows he didn't deserve Nobel Peace Prize when he first got elected, or even any time after he got elected. Not peaceful. I mean, I like him enough, but peaceful? But he got... I wouldn't care if I deserved Nobel Prize if I got it. I'd be like, I got it, motherfucker. Shoving it in people's faces. Well, it's like a medal, right? You wear that, you can wear it. See, that's a problem with like an Oscar or an Emmy. You got to put that on a shelf. I want a big award that I can wear. Now, Olympic medal, I could get a Nobel Prize before I get an Olympic medal. So I think I should shoot for that Nobel and then just wear it everywhere. Do my gigs at like show. I showed up to like Catch a Rising Star, and I came out just wearing a Nobel Prize. So that's right. I did some Nobel Prize winning shit. I got to see how many they got. See what the easiest one to get is, and then go for that. And they'll be like, "Well, what's your Nobel Prize for?" Don't worry, dude. I got a Nobel. That's where I'm at. Marion Shug Knight sentenced to 28 years in prison. That's a lot. But he did kill somebody. So I guess it's not that much. Marion Shug Knight. I mean, big impact on rap music. But he said he was a tough guy. Oh, he's a tough guy. Killed somebody. And I would imagine Suge Knight in prison, a celebrity in prison, particularly if you're huge and look like you can probably fight pretty good, I think you're going to be treated pretty well in prison. Like if I was in prison with Suge Knight, I'd want to be friends with him and get like my picture taken with him. Who doesn't want to be friends with Suge Knight in prison? It's you know, you don't get to meet famous people that much in life. I mean, sure, I do. I'm in show business. But outside of show, then you're in prison. You're like, I'm never going to meet a famous person. Then here you go. Pretty famous. So congrats to all the people that are in jail with Suge Knight. You hit the jackpot, I guess, in terms of famous prisoners. Mormon church backs deal to allow medical marijuana in Utah. Look at these Mormons. They want to party. They want to loosen up. You know, they can't have no caffeine. They can't drink alcohol. But if you get sick, you can smoke a little. I would think you'd be like, oh shit, I don't feel so good. I think I got cancer. I better smoke this weed now, and then I'll go to the doctor. And the doctor's gonna be like, this is the third time you've been here in 2 weeks. You don't have cancer. Like, well, good thing. Gotta stay vigilant. No, I'm not going to read that. No jail term for Italian Robin Hood who stole $1 million and gave it to the poor. So, I guess I'm going to go to Italy and become a Robin Hood. Because I want to be a Robin Hood. I want to steal from the rich, give to the poor. I would do that in a sec. I also don't want to go to jail. And I think in most countries you're getting sentenced, but they'll probably like, listen, we already let one guy go, we can't have you all do it. Now you're going to jail for unoriginality. And they're going to say it in Italian, so I don't even know what the fuck they're saying. That to me would be the worst part about going to court in another country where you don't know the language, is having them all argue. And I guess do you even get an interpreter? Probably depends on the country. And but then I wouldn't have any outbursts. I would feel like I would have some outbursts if I was in trial in America. But this is a travesty. I wouldn't be able to do that in Italy, because I don't know how to say that in Italian. Okay, I'll do a couple more. Gas prices nearing highest level in 4 years. Bummer. I don't have a car. But shouldn't we just all get on the electric ship by now? Come on. Let's just plug it in. Trucks, buses, cars, whatever. Enough of the... And let's get self-driving. Let's just have self-drive... You know, I don't want to control a car. That's why I don't have a car. It's too much responsibility. And then when I'm driving down the street, should I run over this squirrel or should I hit this old person? Like, well, this old person, I'm not playing God. Let the computer do it. Computer does all the calculations in the self-driving car. It says which life is willing to, it should be taken. I think they'll always take the human over the squirrel. That would be my suggestion. And I would put that in the advertising. Be like, oh, our competitors think sometimes an animal shouldn't be run over instead of a person. We always take the person, even not good-looking people. That's right. If you're ugly, you won't get hit by our car. Well, I guess nobody should get hit by a self-driving car. If you jump out in front of it. But then, if you jump out in front of it, they'll say, hey, you wanted to get hit by a car, so you get your wish. Okay, one more story. Sorry for you people who have cars that now have to pay so much more in gas. Postal Service blames former worker for dumped mail in Pensauken, New Jersey. Is this the same story I read the other day? And when I say story, I mean headline. I didn't go into the story, so I don't know where that was. But I like the idea that there might be the postal worker revolt upon us, where they're all saying, enough of you. We're not. We're pouring your mail out into the streets. You go find it. You had us to kick around for long enough. I'm on your side, postal workers. We don't need. Why can't a robot do that job? And when I say a robot do that job, I say you get paid as well as. That's my idea for robots. When they take over a job, they take a job from you, then you still get your money because the robot don't need no money. I'm going to become president one day. All right, come to the show tonight. See you fucks Monday if you don't. We love you.